Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
News Talk 830 WCCO. How's everybody doing? It is 12:09. Chad Hartman's off today. My name is Chris Eggert. I'm with 5 Eyewitness News. Happy to be with you. Happy to engage with you. Happy to talk to you. Happy to have a civil conversation about the world today. Can we do that? Does anybody want to do that? Or would we rather be complete raving lunatics to each other? I'm beginning to think we'd rather just be lunatics to each other. From what I'm ascertaining on what you're posting on social media and such. Hey, I want to hear from you today. The WCCO talking text line, 651-461-9226. There is no shortage of things to talk about in the news. Let me tell you, in the 5 Eyewitness newsroom and the newsrooms all across the world today, there's always something. And 9 times out of 10, those headlines are involving President Donald Trump. I think it's safe to say we all have an obsession with Donald Trump, good and bad. For those of you who are into the bit, you are into the bit, and he can say no wrong. And for those of you who aren't, then you believe that he is the worst possible person in the history of humanity, and it seems to find any middle ground on it is pretty hard these days.
There is not a whole lot of people wavering, are there?
To me, it'd be fun if we could just have a middle ground and have a little bit of dialogue and discussion and conversation about President Trump without it completely always going sideways. And maybe that's asking too much.
I think it is at this point.
Can't we just have conversations anymore? Have we lost our ability to have a civil conversation face-to-face with people? Hey, this is the best comment already so far coming in. I'm not obsessed. I never want to hear about any politician ever again. That's fair.
I'll take that.
I think that's fair, and I think people are – I think they're getting in that mindset, and I can tell you that as something who's done news as his vocation for way longer than I care to admit, like pushing 30 years at this point, which is insane because I'm not that old, but I never seen it like this. I've never seen us as a nation and community be so shut down and willing to have conversations with people without just getting pissed off. And then that's the end of it. Not talking to them ever again. Not going to go to Thanksgiving. We're not going to do Christmas. We're not going to. My parents were in town last week and we went out to dinner, mm-hmm. went out to lunch. I guess it was happy hour. I'm old, so, got to go to bed.
Early bird?
Yes, early bird. Yep. Early bird special. And I went into this epic, like, Ted Kaczynski-ish rant about how our phones have ruined our ability to have conversation. And I do truly believe that. I believe that we are so accustomed now to not looking each other in the eye and having a real conversation. And it's all right here on this thing. This little magic box that we have in our hands every moment of every day, that we've lost our ability to have a real conversation. And I think it's a big root of what's been going on with our country and why we're not civil to each other.
Were you chastising your parents for ignoring you?
I was chastising myself. I'm like, I'm just as guilty of it as anybody. Yeah. I'm on the stupid thing all the time, too. Most of the time, I'm looking at Facebook Marketplace trying to find used cars. It's either that or news.
Okay, that's fair.
It's one of those things. So that, I would say, help clear your brain, whatever it is. Look at something else. You got to get away from the news a little bit. And I say this as somebody who does this for a living, and I want you to pay attention. Text and talk line coming in. How can you have a civil conversation with the lunacy of this administration? Please, let's not try and sane wash what he says. Okay?
You can still have a civil conversation with somebody from the other side. I assume this person is a lefty. You can have a conversation, a civil one, with somebody on the right.
I think you should be able to.
There's plenty of people on the right who say, you know what? The guy is nuts. I still support his policies to the large extent.
Trump gonna Trump. And I will always go back to that. And I know
that on a t-shirt.
I know that's a weird thing to say, but whoever expected his second term would be different than his first term, whoever expected the guy was going to walk into office and be a different person, you're insane.
Yes.
I don't know how we could ever have that.
He's aged.
It just doesn't work that way.
He spent 4 years fighting being thrown in jail for life.
Pining away of ways. So when he came back, he was going to take full advantage of when he got in the White House. And he has it. He's definitely done that. Another comment coming in. Bleep you, TV boy. LOL.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that person was joking. They don't want to have
LOL is a nice
have a, why can we have a civil conversation about the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers, but when it comes to Democrats and Republicans, we cannot? I think that's great. I think about that a lot. I think that about why sports are as popular as they are right now, particularly the NFL, and that is one of the places left on this earth where, and not completely, because I know there's violence at soccer games, international soccer games, and I know there's bad things that happen.
Plenty of fights at NFL games. You'll see on videos every Monday.
Of course. But I do think that the sporting arena is still one place where we can be on different sides, and when it's all over, still maybe say something to the person when you're walking out of the Lambeau Field. And go, that was a good game. I'll get you next time.
90% of the time, 95% of the time, it's true. I agree.
And so I like that comment about sports, because I definitely wish, and I know it's hard to say that when people are characterizing if you're on one side or the other as good versus evil and these very dramatic, and I know some of you believe that, and that's fair. I understand that. But I think sometimes you need to take a deep breath and step away from it a little bit. Another comment coming in, the difference is that sports teams aren't trying to take away basic human rights. Trump is a deranged liar. Tough to have a conversation with anyone who supports him. Okay? I voted for Donald Trump 3 times. I'd vote for him again. So, yes, I'm a supporter of him. I also feel he's a blank and not a nice person, but I like his policies. Do you really have to like a guy for him to be a leader? The company I work for, the leader of the company, is not a nice guy, but he's a very effective leader. That's my point.
And that's a matter of taste.
Okay.
A matter of perspective.
Yep. Some people
do
like,
you vote for somebody based on policies, or are you, the typical have a beer with the guy kind of voter?
Yep. I'm loving your comments so far. Thank you. I like hearing from you. I sit in a studio all day with no windows and read news.
The basement that Channel 5.
I don't get to hear from you, so I like that. And if there's something you want to say, by all means, I'd love to talk to you on the air too. 651-461-9226. I do want to bring up something about President Donald Trump from yesterday that I'm going to admit it drove me absolutely insane. And this is not from a political standpoint. This is from someone who has to read words for a living, and it doesn't always go well if you've ever watched the Channel 5 news, and I'm sure at some point during this radio broadcast, I'll put it on full display for you. Sometimes you get tongue-tied. Sometimes the teleprompter goes out. Sometimes the words just don't come out the way that you wanted them to.
Sometimes they don't come out at all.
Sometimes they don't come out at all. Today, the teleprompter skipped on me when I was reading a story about Stan Turner, a beloved former anchorman at Channel 5 who passed away, and the teleprompter went out, and I had to guess on a year of when he wasn't working on at Channel 5 anymore, and a year came out that was 20 years off. And I felt so foolish and dumb because I didn't want to, you know, say anything bad about this guy who's a legend in our business, and I felt really stupid about it. But when we came back, I apologized. I said, you know, explain what happened, 2002, and that was it. But I owned it. I owned the mistake.
Well, you had to blame somebody who was running the teleprompter to get him fired, right?
No.
Come on. Did
I already mess the talking text line up today? Somebody says, well, you already messed up the text line number twice today. The number is 651-461-9226.
Seems fair.
I must have said it wrong earlier. All right.
Fair. I didn't even catch it.
Fair. Back to my point. I'm doing the weave. I'm doing the Trump weave right
now. Very effectively.
So yesterday, and we knew this was coming, and for those of you who are following the news, you knew this was coming, probably signaled a couple weeks down the line. But then at the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service on Sunday, among many of the many topics that President Trump decided to talk about at that platform in that moment, he brought up the fact that there's going to be a big announcement coming out about autism. And they were going to be unveiling this news on Monday. So we know he knew about it on Sunday. I know they have known about what they were planning on saying for quite some time. And so when the big moment came yesterday for President Trump to make the announcement that they believe pregnant women should not take Tylenol anymore because they think it causes autism or can cause autism, this is how it came out.
The FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen.
Okay. Unacceptable.
That's not good.
It's not good.
It's not a good look. You could hear Bobby helping him in the back, though. That was nice, RFK, to do that. But
I'm not saying
the word is in there. If you're Donald Trump or you are his speechwriter, any of the aides, you know the word is in there.
And it's conceivable that he doesn't pre-read his speeches. Very conceivable.
I would never have guessed that.
And that's not a knock. Listen, this is not trying to be a political, this particular conversation, I'm not really trying to go one way or another on it, other than for God's sakes, this was the big thing you're unveiling and you can't say acetaminophen?
It's a big word. There's a lot in there. But man, practice it.
You got to
practice it. AIDS, practice it with him. Make sure he knows one of the most important words in that speech, the active ingredient in Tylenol. Rather important when we're blaming, by the way, the brand name product.
In this moment.
Yes.
Yes. And it's been a build up to this. And this is going to be a key thing of Make America Healthy Again, which is one of the pillars of this administration. And you can't say acetaminophen? Oof. Yikes.
I've never run into that problem before. I've never had a guest or something with a name that's a bit unusual.
That's all the time.
And told a host, perhaps named Chad or any other, many other hosts that I've worked with, this is how you say their name. It's pronounced acetaminophen. It's pronounced acetaminophen. Hey, welcome back. We're here and happy to welcome in John Acetta.
Acetaminophine. Hey, John. Oh, hey. Good to talk with you. Did I get your name right? Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine.
Say it however you want. Just happy to be here.
All right. Does this bother you guys? I want to know. 651-461-9226. I think I got the text number right here, 651-461-9226. Let's discuss this. I want to know your thoughts. Is this just a slip up of words, or is it a bigger indicator of somebody who is out of touch with the regular folks who use acetaminophen? I'd love to hear your thoughts when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris Eggert in for Chad Hartman, and I'm loving your text, your comments. Thank you. You guys are funny. You guys are very funny. I wanted to talk about why, if anybody thought President Donald Trump not being able to say the word acetaminophen at his big news conference yesterday, if that meant something for me from a preparation standpoint, it bothered me. That's not a political statement. It's just an observation. And so I wanted to point it out. I wanted to listen to it again. I wanted to see if it was as bad as I thought at the moment. And you guys have all kinds of things to say about this. Trump's cognitive abilities are rapidly declining.
Also rapidly declining.
And rapidly declining, which is very scary. He's turned into a rabbit. That's what you focus on, pronouncing acetaminophen. By the way, I needed help spelling it. It's a hard word to spell.
It's a lot of letters.
It's a lot of letters. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Has there really been any study on using too much of it? Is too much use while pregnant? It can't be good. Okay, and that's, I know there is definitely some part of the medical community that says this is worth taking a look at. That's not what I'm here talking about at the moment. I'm discussing specifically when the president has this big moment to say something and throw something out there and he gets the basic thing wrong. Does he not care about it? I'm sure he cares about it. This was something he brought up. He's been wanting to talk about. Is he out of touch? Does he not even, what's acetaminophen like?
Yeah. Like, it just hurts credibility.
Right.
People are already very dubious of RFK Jr. and what he's said for years about vaccines and autism and all of that.
Yep.
And to lead the press conference that way, fair or not, when the president leads it off with how do we say this? And obviously you lose people. You just do.
How? And again, like, Trump is Trump. I'm not, you guys are having your comments and that's great. And I love hearing from you. But, you know, I think we all knew, again, we all knew what he was going to be when he came into office. Now, we're also hearing from plenty of you, and I appreciate this, and I knew you were going to bring this up. So, we're not blind to the fact that the guy who was in the White House before, Donald J. Trump, had some stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't exactly a wordsmith in his final months.
That was that one debate. I don't know if you remember that, June 2024.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with. Look.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you. I know that it was bad.
And yes. Again, also losing a lot of credibility.
Right. So can we look at this objectively and maybe just laugh? Well, I can, but I'm not dug in on this on either side. But I know, I'm reading your comments. You guys are. You're not going to laugh about it. It's either this or that. It's one or the other. I feel like we have to laugh about it a little bit, or we're done. And it's everywhere where it's headed, where we're just, nobody can have a chuckle about something. News conference you just had, the whole big thing. Yeah. Autism's not funny. The idea, the study is funny, is not funny. The issue is a very serious issue. I'm just saying.
Just saying. Hate me for it. No, my point is always, it was just, if you lead with the doctors, not RFK, maybe not Dr. Oz, but you leave with the people that know the issue backwards and forwards, that can explain why they believe this, rightly or wrongly, you know, explain there's been studies here, there's been studies there. It leads to some, at least a little bit of credibility.
Right.
It leads to at least the public, even those who are skeptical, saying, you know what, I don't know if I buy it, but go ahead and look into it, you know? Nobody wants autism rates to keep jumping up and up and up. So if we think we might have a handle on something that could help even a little bit, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Put some money there. Let's put some people on it. Let's see what happens if we get some more studies or whatever it is. But when you lead the press conference that way, man, there's just so many people that it doesn't matter what you say after that.
Yeah,
it just doesn't matter at all. They're gone.
You lost them right
no
there.
Faith in yeah. anything that's going to be said from that point on.
You guys are having some great comments here. Talking text line 651-461-9226. Being in the White House must have effect on talking, words, and cognitive ability.
As
we just mentioned, yeah, it also ages them. There's no doubt about that. We subconsciously screw up our words or can't keep our story straight when we're lying. That's a thought.
Okay.
That's your comment. I wonder how many people on the street don't know that Tylenol is acetaminophen, 50%. I think that's also a fair point.
Probably.
I have to explain that to my kids. They're both in college now. Tylenol versus ibuprofen. Oh, is Advil, ibuprofen, is Tylenol, acetaminophen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get it. But that's my...
What's Aleve?
starts with an N. But you know what? I'm not holding the news conference right now talking about how bad it is for somebody. I didn't just cause a multi-billion-dollar company to lose all kinds of money in its stocks with one word coming out of my mouth.
Yeah. At least a generic acetaminophen's okay, I guess.
And I don't even think that's true.
It's not.
Yeah, right.
But we pour Tylenol. Ah, it's tough to be big Tylenol today.
Their stock did jump up, by the way, after it had a bad day, as you would have guessed.
Yes.
Maybe it was because Donald Trump was on autopilot. Maybe. He wasn't really thinking about it. He just kind of started riffing, as he did at the United Nations General Assembly today. He just started riffing. He admitted the teleprompter was out, and he just let it rip.
Mm-hmm.
As he would have anyway, I'm sure, because that's what he does. He just let it rip. A lot of the same old storylines. America's as hot as it's ever been. We're the hottest country. Maybe he was on autopilot. And maybe there's a pretty good chance we all are. We're going to dig into the results of a new study on that when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
News Talk 830 WCCO, Chris Eggert with 5 Eyewitness News in for Chad Hartman today. Happy to be warming up this seat. Jason DeRusha will be in here at 3 o'clock. I think Jason's here today, right?
I think I heard him on yesterday.
Yep, Jason's here. He'll have all sorts of good stuff to talk about. Bad Medicine, the song we just came in on. We're talking about the acetaminophen announcement yesterday, President Donald Trump. Getting all kinds of comments, loving to hear what you have to say. This one, and I kind of like the tenor of this. Mr. and Mrs. Listener, please lighten up. And we should all join together and laugh at Trump's stumbling, just as we should laugh at Biden's stumbling. We should expect our elected leaders to do a better job. Don't turn this into a fight of left against right. Turn it into a fight for Americans for better leaders. Valid point. Valid point. So thank you to that. Loving your comments on that. We're going to pivot and talk about something else right now. Or maybe not. I was talking about President Trump's speech that he gave for acetaminophen and the speech he gave at the UN this morning. And we all know he has this technique. It's called the weave. So it's a story that just, or a speech or whatever it is, it just kind of goes round and round and round. And it always gets to the points, but sometimes it takes a while to get there. It's a weave. It's a weave of facts. It's a weave of beliefs. It's a weave of campaign ideas. And we were talking about the mispronunciation of the word acetaminophen, and I suggested maybe he's on autopilot. He just gets up there and he riffs. He just kind of goes stream of consciousness, maybe not really even thinking about it. Would you believe that according to studyfinds.com, just came out here recently, research by behavioral scientists from universities in the United States say that 2/3 of your daily decisions are not really even daily decisions. You brush your teeth, you make coffee, you check your phone, you drive to work. And a lot of that is you're just on autopilot. 105 people were tracked for a week, and the scientists discovered something remarkable about human behavior. Almost 9 out of 10 people and every daily action, they happen automatically without conscious thought. Yeesh.
Kind of a bummer.
It is a bummer.
I kind of like to think that you go through each day, blank canvas, who knows what could happen. And then you learn most of the time you're just not even thinking about it. You just go through the motions of your day. I mean, you drive to work. I can't think of whatever happens in my drive to work.
Unless it's something like, remarkable, like a wrong way driver, or it was really slippery and you almost got in an accident.
Exactly. If you really need to pay attention to something. But I could tell you right now, my drive to work today, I don't remember anything about it other than I started at point A and I ended at point B.
You're an autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to get yourself out of autopilot?
Yeah.
I mean, in your car is one thing. You put it on a different, hopefully you're not putting on a different channel right now, but you do something to break up your routine. You put on a song that's going to wake you up, roll the window down, whatever it might be. But how do you do that in your life?
Yeah, and a lot of our jobs are same thing, day in and day out.
I've often said, and I feel like some of that's because we work an overnight shift over at Channel 5, and a lot of us are getting up in the middle of the night, but I always feel like a lot of times like people are just on autopilot because it's 2 in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the same way whether you're working a day shift. I just think people... And that's, did you watch the show Severance?
No.
Which is a little bit what this idea is like. They basically, people who hate their jobs so much, mm-hmm. they agree to this contract and they don't really know what they're doing, but I haven't finished it and this isn't a spoiler, but they're somehow selling their souls to something.
Okay.
Some big corporation or something. So when they get to work, they walk into this elevator and they put on a key card and they're transformed into work person. And work person, while at work, doesn't know anything about what goes on with outside of work person. You're purely on autopilot.
Okay.
So the whole idea of that show is to basically like, this is people who are so, and how there's just this a complete difference between, you know, what goes on when you're in your work life and you're in autopilot mode. It's fascinating, but it got really weird for me. I couldn't stick with it.
That's what I've heard. Many
like
people.
It's super
too
out
much,
there.
Too much.
It's super out there, but I'm guilty as charged on the autopilot thing, particularly when it comes to work. Well, so today at work today, we're going to talk about all the things that happened in the news and, I mean, it's not good. You don't want to be that way. Particularly, it's one thing to be that way at work. I mean, I'm not condoning that, but it's another thing to be like that in your personal life.
Yeah.
Hey, kids. That way at work. I mean, I'm not condoning that, but it's another thing to be like that in your personal life.
Yeah.
Hey, kids.
It's hard.
What's for dinner?
It can be. I mean, especially for your kids. My kids are young. I know that Monday is... Take them to dance night. Tuesday, it's take to soccer. You know, same thing Thursday. It's, you run into a weekly schedule and every once in a while there's something that pops up that's out of the norm or perhaps something happened at school or work today that, I can't wait to hear about that or tell you that. Let's be honest. Most of it's pretty mundane.
I know. It's sad. Yeah.
What was for lunch today?
I think,
how was recess?
I think about that with the kids. I think about it with my wife a lot because, boy, the longer you're married, the more that conversation just gets on autopilot.
No, I'm sure she's thrilled to hear that.
and she's been giving
you're
me
boring
real,
me to she, tears,
she's been,
hon.
She's been giving me real-time feedback throughout the show here today so far, too. Hi, honey.
That's probably autopilot for her.
Right. Oh, you're doing great.
More of the same, huh?
So what are we doing to get ourselves out of that? And that's, to me, what this story says. It's just sort of, it's a bit of a wake up going, okay, well, I need to snap out of it.
Yeah.
For goodness sakes.
Change things a little bit. Do something different on a Saturday night than you always do.
Like, we went to Farm Aid on Saturday night. I couldn't believe it. Like,
always go to Farm Aid on Saturday
night. No, you don't. I mean, you got to do something. Let's break out of autopilot. I was terribly tired the next day, and I was like, oh, my God, we stayed up until 1 o'clock in the morning to go to a concert. What are we, 22? Couldn't finish Willie Nelson. Just didn't have the heart for it.
You put in a lot of hours before that.
And we went to a Twins game earlier that day, too.
Wow.
I know. It's a
Look
huge
at the
day.
Eggers.
We're empty nesting.
Wow.
Living a big life over here. All right, so that's Uncle Chris's advice for today. Find a way to get yourself out of autopilot and break up that routine, because next thing you know, and I will tell you this with experience, is someday the kids are out of the house and they're gone, and those moments, those seemingly mundane conversations are done.
Now you're on your own autopilot.
And then you just,
what do I do now?
What am I going to watch on TV? Oh. I guess I'll turn the radio on and listen to News Talk WCCO.
Good plan.
I know what Chad's droning on about. Just kidding. He's not droning on. It's always great, good content.
Oh, yes. Sparkling conversation every moment.
All right, folks. We're going to come back in a minute. I want to talk to you about this has been a big, big, big issue at the Minnesota State Capitol with everything that's happened with Melissa Hortman and her husband over the summertime. What, if anything, can we do to try to make the state capitol facility more safe? It turns out that a lot of Minnesotans are behind one idea, but I'm not sure it's going anywhere. Details on that when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to give your home a new look. Installation labor on siding, 75% off through September 30th. The time is 12:54 as we get to the top of the hour and get today's top stories, all kinds of things going on. Did want to talk about something that's happening at the state capitol. Our guy, political reporter at Channel 5, Tom Hauser, who's often on this radio station quite often. He's a man about town.
Will be tomorrow morning.
He is a man of many talents. He's in for Vinita tomorrow morning.
Yes, he is.
Okay. So Tom had some reporting yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw it on Channel 5, but it was specifically about state capitol security at the Minnesota State Capitol. What, if anything, can we do at the state capitol to try to make it safer for lawmakers? We obviously had these horrible assassinations over the summertime. Melissa Hortman, her husband. We had the other state lawmaker, John Hoffman, his wife shot. And since that, there's been all kinds of conversation about what can we do. Well, they were at home. They weren't at the state capitol building, and that's a whole other conversation. I think you guys have talked with Sheriff Fletcher in Ramsey County quite a bit about here.
Yep.
And about what he believes, you know, some of the ideas that could be done. One of the things that Hauser looked at yesterday in his reporting on Channel 5 was specific to metal detectors at state capitol building. And it appears that most Minnesotans, although we can't agree on a lot of things, we are at a pretty close to agreement on this particular issue. So we did a survey, USA KSTP poll. 79% of Minnesotans surveyed say metal detectors should be installed. 9% say they should not. 12% say they're not sure.
Not sure. Okay. Just take a
step. But again, that's okay, that's fine. But to have 79% of Minnesotans agree on anything,
it's pretty good.
Other than maybe they don't like the Packers, I don't think you'd get 79% on
that.
No,
I don't think you would.
Because I know there's a lot of Packers fans here. So that's where we're at.
It now, seems like the no-brainer first step, right?
Why not try something? Now, one of the counter arguments that Tom had in his reporting yesterday was that you can have a conceal and carry in the state capitol building. That's legal there.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have metal detectors up, can we still do the conceal and carry? That was one of the arguments against it. I respect people's rights to conceal and carry. I get it. Many people in my life do. We've resolved the fact that we don't get to take a gun in the airport. You put it in your check baggage.
Yeah.
It's just something that we've done as a society to go, let's at least do that.
Seems like something that could be addressed in the next session. And perhaps we change the rule about conceal and carry.
And they're trying, and they're, you know,
the legislature.
They're doing these work groups, and unfortunately, as government tends to do, it sort of committees itself into nowhere.
It's gone very well so far.
Which I hate to see, because you hate for what happened here this summer was just obviously an awful, awful thing, and with the Charlie Kirk shooting a couple weeks ago and everything. So you can read more about that, KSDP.com. That is, again, our guy Tom Hauser. And he'll be in here tomorrow morning for Vinita starting at 6 o'clock.
Yes, I believe tomorrow and the rest of the week as well.
Tommy going to be putting in some long hours. All right, we are going to talk about the Jimmy Kimmel Live controversy. Yeah, going to get into that. Love to hear your thoughts. And yes, we take calls, 651-461-9226. That's coming up in the next hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.